It's harvest season, and a commercial dairy farm can be a loud place this time of year. Here on the Atwater Farm near Lake Ontario, the sound of diesel trucks thunders through the air as they bring in loads of harvested corn for cow feed. Susan Atwater and her husband are the sixth generation to run this farm. It's been around since the mid-1800s and is one of the oldest in New York State. Now, it hasn't been easy making it in the dairy business. With the summer drought, this year has been a particular challenge. And now, the Atwaters are turning to the wind for financial help.
When you think just the cost of diesel, I have all these tractors and tractor trailers to harvest the corn. Our monthly cost for diesel fuel is well into the six digits on a harvest season. If I can help that with a supplement of a consistent energy producing wind turbine, it's gonna be huge for our business.
They're one of several local landowners who've signed leases with Apex Clean Energy. The Virginia-based company plans to install 71 wind turbines, which could generate enough energy to power 53,000 homes. Apex has nearly a dozen projects planned for communities in the Great Lakes states, like four in Ohio, one in Michigan, and a total of four in New York State. Now, some have had mixed public reaction. This particular project stretches 12 miles through the towns of Somerset and Yates. It's been met with both fierce support and intense opposition.
The shores of Lake Ontario is not the place for industrialized wind projects, period. That's what we're saying here.
That's town supervisor Dan Engert. He's frustrated and says it's because the town's right to site the project has been stripped away by state law.
How would you feel if you had no say? If the state came in and told you that, and they're not just going to put up a building, okay? We're not going to just have a, you know, something that impacts one part of your town or your city or your area. We're going to completely litter your entire town from one end to the other with these industrialized structures. How would you feel about that?
The Power New York Act gives the task of siting the project to a board. It's staffed with five state representatives and two community members. The state says leaving siting decisions up to a board offers a streamlined process for permitting power plants greater than 25 megawatts. The state plans to expand its infrastructure to generate 50% renewable energy by 2030. Now, the Great Lakes is a prime area for harvesting wind energy, and developers are taking advantage of that. A U.S. Geological Survey map shows more than 500 wind turbines forming clusters along the Great Lakes watershed. Apex Representative Dan Fitzgerald says the freshwater source is an open resource for energy.
Because there's no backstop, there are no hills behind it, there's almost a drawing effect of the lake that actually accelerates the wind and gives us a better wind resource. So by locating a wind project near the better wind areas, which in this case are certain portions near Lake Ontario, we'll have a more productive project.
Apex has yet to submit an application for the Lake Ontario project. Fitzgerald says they hope to do so before the end of the year. The project's expected completion date is 2019. For Great Lakes Today, this is Angelica Morrison.